Hey, folks, this is Byron from the Tap Dot Wrestling Podcast Network. Today I am joined by Camilla Kane, one of the most impressive female wrestlers I've seen in a long time. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the road. I love doing interviews from the road. We seem to, the fans like to hear what the talent is doing between shows. Yeah, because y'all stay busy. I keep seeing your name. I keep seeing your picture on cards. It'll just pop up my Facebook and Twitter, and there you are. You're working all over the place these days.
That's good. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear that people are, I can't see, you know, how I'm popping up on other people's things. So people keep telling me that, so that's always good to hear.
Yeah, that's good exposure. That's good exposure. So you've been a very busy woman these last few months. We first got introduced to seeing you at AWE events, you did the Roar show last Monday night. Go ahead.
What were you saying?
Oh, I said you were at the Roar show last Monday, and you did a couple of beatdowns there.
Yes.
You dominated Aspen Rose, I believe her name was, in the match, and then afterward you caught Priscilla Kelly after her match and took her out.
A little speaker on the stage. she attacked me after my last match at AWE.
Yep.
You know, I was victorious there. I was just celebrating, and all of a sudden I felt her on my back biting my neck. So and it turned into a brawl. Got a cut on my face and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah, you were bleeding. We were there.
Back.
Oh, well,
yeah,
it looked like you got her back pretty good.
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying? I can't just let someone do that to me.
No, you can't ruin your street cred.
Exactly.
That's what I like about women's wrestling today is it is very visceral. It's very emotional. Y'all get motivated, and you seem to be more into the match than a lot of the, not saying all the men, but a lot of the men you see these days.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, us women, we are emotional creatures, so we definitely hold grudges and take stuff in the next match, and I feel like it helps with the storylines a little bit.
Yeah, yep. Who have your favorite matches been with?
Favorite matches so far was actually, have you heard of Dee Dee, Dynamite Dee Dee?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, she's down. I think she's based out of South Florida at Platinum Pro Wrestling in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a title match, and it was where when I won the title. That's probably been my favorite match thus far, just in the sense that, you know, we went like a good 12 minutes. It was a title match, so we had a lot of action going on, and I mean, it was actually one of my very first matches, And Dee Dee was a great leader there in the ring at the same time, you know, kind of letting me, kind of asking, you know, like, what sort of stuff do you do? And, like, even though I was green and new, she still, you know, let me kind of do my thing as I let her do her thing. We were both very, I like to work a little snug, and I like people to work snug with me. So that's been one of my favorite matches so far.
And that was at Platinum Championship Wrestling?
Platinum Pro Wrestling down in South Florida.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. We actually have I have another match coming up there. It's going to be September 16th, and it's a three-way. Dee Dee's going to be in it, and also Brandi Lauren, who is Impact's Ava Story, I think is her name. And it's going to be an Iron Woman match, so we're going 30 minutes. So see what happens with that.
Oh, cool. I noticed that you were on a card for Continental Championship Wrestling going to be in Prattville coming up.
Yeah.
That was my favorite promotion growing up as a kid. And
we went
to their last show in Blakely, Georgia, and we got to meet Ron Fuller, which was just incredible. There's a lot of old-time talent on those shows.
Yeah, this is a promoter I talked to on the phone for a good bit of time, actually, and he was telling me all about it. And so, you know, when I choose to do shows, I want to make sure that I'm comfortable talking to the promoter, make sure it's legit and everything like that. And, you know, I felt like that was a good thing he had going on over there, so I decided to do it.
Cool. And also Dr. Tom Pritchard's there, and he does a lot of women's training camps for Rise and Shimmer.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
He's a great wrestling trainer. Now, but you're already a tough woman. You play football.
Yes, sir.
On the Atlanta Steam. Now, I was not aware until last 6 months that Atlanta had a team in the Legends Football League. And apparently y'all play right up here in Gwinnett, right?
Yeah, the Infinite Energy Center. But, you know, you might not ever know that because there's only 4 regular season games in the year and only 2 of them are at home. So it's not like you have many chances to come out and see. So if you get a chance to catch a game, you got to make sure you get a chance.
Oh, that's cool. So did you play a lot of sports in high school or college?
Oh, man, growing up, I was the kid that played every sport, you know what I mean? From soccer, I did dancing, basketball, swimming. I mean, I swam since I was 4 years old. I'm actually a really good swimmer, a little known fact about me. and then I actually went on to play Division I softball in college on scholarship. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
At Campbell University in Buies Creek, North Carolina, the middle of nowhere, North Carolina.
Well, that's great. That's college sports is awesome. And you had a scholarship, you said.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was, I mean, honestly, like my favorite sport was volleyball. But I knew I would have either gone only D2 or if I went D1, I probably wouldn't have gotten that much money.
Yeah.
So I was kind of just naturally very good at softball, even though it was my favorite sport. And I knew it would pay for school. And so I kind of had to make a mind over heart decision there. And I didn't want to deal with a whole bunch of student loans. So
that's smart.
I went to softball, right?
That's cool. Yeah. I'm still paying my student loans 20 years later.
Exactly.
That's cool. And we had talked at Roar. You're developing a series, like a YouTube series thing.
Okay. So, well, I was sitting at my apartment one day thinking, and I was like, you know, I have some free time here and there. I want like a little project that will kind of like entertain myself, and if everyone else enjoys it, that's great, but it's almost like a video diary for me later on down the road. And I was like, what can I do? And I was sitting there, and it was what's that guy that he does the food show, the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Oh yeah, Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. And I was thinking, I was like, because my dream job, another little known fact about me, is actually like that kind of job, like get sent around everywhere and just eat food at cool places. And so I was like, I want to do that on my own. And with wrestling, like you know how it is, we're always in a new town, city, and so I was like, when I go somewhere new, I'm just gonna try my very best to make a little time, go to a local spot, like no chain restaurant, a little local spot, and try something, and then have another wrestler or something like that tag along with me and get people from my Facebook and Twitter to ask questions that they want to know about that wrestler that I'm with or even about me, and sort of chill and laid back, just eat, kind of rate the food of that place, and then have a little interview with whoever I'm with. So.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's also the kind of thing that can go viral and be a big exposure for you.
Yeah, definitely, especially a little bit down the road when I have the formula in place. I already have some pretty good names that said they'll come on the show, so that will definitely be interesting. But for right now, I've got to get the formula down and some graphics and stuff and figure that part out.
That's cool. And are you going to be doing it on YouTube or?
Yes, YouTube. I'm just going to post everything up to my YouTube page. I'll let people know whenever I post it. It's kind of be hopefully a weekly thing is what I'm aiming for.
Cool. What is the name of your YouTube channel?
Well, the name of the show is going to be called Kitchen Killa with Camilla. That is the name of it.
Well, that's pretty catchy. And I saw you went for your first episode to one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh, the Vortex? You like that place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple people tell me, because I asked the first thing I did, which is what I'm going to kind of do for the rest of them. I said, you know, I just put a little note out there on my social media account saying, hey, I'm going to be in Atlanta. Where's a little local spot I should eat? I had a couple people tell me the Vortex, and so I looked it up. And honestly, the reason I went there is because there was, it looked cool. Like, there was a skull on the outside. So I was like, that place looks neat. And you can't really go wrong with a burger, so I decided to go there.
That's usually the thing I get when I go to a new restaurant is a cheeseburger, because if you mess that up, you can't get anything else done right.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you.
Now, do you cook on your own? Is that something you're passionate about, or just like to eat?
I like to eat. When I cook, you know, I just cook the regular chicken, rice, and stuff, and I try to be pretty healthy during the week. I'm not crazy or anything. Like, I have a sweet tooth bad. I usually eat something sweet at least once a day. But just chicken and stuff like that. Actually, the most cooking I ever did in my life was in college. I was vegan for a little over a year. And, you know, being vegan, you have to cook all of your own stuff, because that was a challenge, because I did it during softball season too. And so I would have to pack up my cook and pack up my stuff in a little cooler for the whole weekend, because, like, we'd go to places like Olive Garden as a team, and you'd be surprised, because I was a very strict vegan. So even there, they use egg noodles. So, like, as a strict vegan, you can't even eat that stuff. So that was definitely you have to learn how to cook when you do that.
what inspired you to be a vegan?
Honestly, the reason I did it at first was because it was New Year's coming up, and everyone makes their New Year's resolution. And I was like, I don't know. I personally don't really believe in New Year's resolutions, because I think you should just make a change, you know, whenever you want to. But I was like, you know what? Let me do one this year. I was like, I'm just going to be vegan for a week. I was like, I'm going to do it for a week. Well, when you go to be, if you actually want to do it correctly, you have to look up a whole bunch of facts and do a little bit of research to do it. And as I did it, I found out a lot of things and watched some videos that really kind of touched my heart about animals and stuff like that. So it just stuck, and I don't know, it was actually, I don't know, I didn't slowly get into it or anything, which is the crazy part. I really went from, you know, eating meat all the time to boom, vegan, just like that. The only reason I stopped, honestly, is because I lived in Texas for a while, and there's just so much meat in Texas that, I just stopped one day.
I can imagine. Now, it must have been hard to maintain the amount of protein you needed for being an athlete.
Well, see, we could talk about this for hours, but people don't need as much protein as they think. And there's, I ate a lot of beans and things like that. And there's actually a lot of protein in beans. So you can get your protein from other sources. But, I believe to maintain and do a lot of things, you actually really can be on the vegan diet. But especially starting off wrestling and the way life is right now, it's not like I'm loaded with the money. So it's easier right now just to buy a whole bunch of, you know, chicken breasts and pre-cook it and stuff like that. It's
We have a real good relationship with this promotion out in Colorado, and one of the guys out there, his name is Mario Vanger, and he goes by the handle Sugar Free. And we've done two interviews, and at least half of the interview both times have just been him dietary tips and him.
Oh yeah.
And the last one, he actually was cooking on the Skype, and I was watching him prepare his meals for the week with his chicken and his rice and all. And it was fascinating.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
The thing about it is I hate getting into debate, because try being a vegan and talking to anyone about protein intake and stuff like that. It was always just a headache. So the thing that I've discovered, and even with my own body, is that really no one diet is going to work for everyone. And you know what I mean? There's some people that could eat cakes and cookies all day long and look amazing and still go to their doctor's appointment and everything's fine. And if that works for you, then do it. You know what I mean?
Like, I was able to do that.
Whatever makes you feel good.
By the time I hit 40, all my previous sins that came back to catch me all at once.
Hey, but making it to 40, that's pretty good. It hit some people about my age now, like 20, like 24, 25. So 40 is pretty good. You got lucky.
It was a rude awakening. Rude awakening for me. So
I said when I'm 65, I'm giving it all up and I'm eating cake for breakfast. I don't care. 65, that's my cutoff date. That's when I'm just going crazy.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I've been a pharmacist for 20 years, and I see people that are terminal and then they decide to give up smoking or eating, or it's like, but you're in your 80s. Why now? You know, you've made it this long.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. You might as well double up on it at this point. Go for it.
So I saw that you're going to be at WrestleCade in November.
Yes, I'm very, very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. We were going. We had booked our tickets and our hotel room about 2 weeks ago. And you're going to be with a promotion that's bringing a lot of stars, that AML Wrestling.
AML, yep, that's right.
Going to be a lot of stars they're bringing.
It actually all happened because of Twitter, which is pretty cool. And that's another thing too that I before I got into wrestling, I didn't realize how important like I never used Twitter really before I got into wrestling, and I have a lot of fun with it now, interacting with some fans. And like I said, that's the reason I kind of got on WrestleCade, is I had a couple people like shout them out and say, hey, you need to get Camilla on your, you know, on your show. And we just started talking from there, and boom, it happened, and it worked out perfect because I'm from North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, so it'll just be a short drive.
Exactly. So I'm going to go there for Thanksgiving. Like last year, I wasn't able to go home for Thanksgiving, so WrestleCade is bringing me home for Thanksgiving pretty much, and then I get to go do something I love, and my family can come see me do that as well, so I'm very excited.
Oh, so are you going to have a match there?
The match is not for certain yet. They're going to look into, because I know Queens of Combat is going to be there. And so maybe if something opens up Queens of Combat, doing that, I might be able to get in a match in there, which would be awesome because there's a lot of really good girls that work for them. So I would definitely be interested in getting in a match in with them.
Cool. I said I've seen you at AWE and Roar before, but those guys put on such a unique show. It's not really what you'd expect. You know, you go to promotions all over this area and you don't see that kind of thing. But when you go to AWE, you're seeing a more adult oriented show. And it's a little bit wilder, a little bit crazier. The wrestlers are outside the ring a lot. How long have you been wrestling with those guys there?
When was my first? I will tell this to everyone right now, I'm the worst with, like, dates and remembering stuff like that.
Oh, I write everything down in my phone.
Yeah, it was this summer with the first show. Hold on, let me think of the... Maybe July or something like that.
Oh, you were on the card of the Evolve show, because I believe you sat behind me and Nick. You and, I can't ever remember the name.
That was the very first one. That was the whenever that was, the one that was mixed with Evolve and AWE. That was the first show that I was on with AWE.
That was a wild experience. And eating at the Mexican restaurant next door was also a wild experience.
Yeah, you know what is very crazy is you pulled into that little lot. And I'll tell you what, for anyone that's interested in going to the AWE show in that location, do not judge it by the outside, because I pulled up and I was like, what in the world is this place going to be like?
But it's a great place for wrestling.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the venue is gorgeous. Like, it was so crazy. I never expected that to be on the inside. So never judge it by the cover, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Nick got down there first. I had to take my daughter to orchestra camp down in South Atlanta that day. So my girlfriend is dropping me off, and as she pulls in, there's a guy basically vomiting right outside the sidewalk. She's, what the hell are you doing?
Right, yeah.
Well, we're going to wrestling, honey. I'll see you later.
Welcome to wrestling.
Yeah, it's wrestling's different. I've been going since I was a kid, and AWE is a different environment, but everybody is so nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely super. I mean, even my very first show, they were all heckling me, giving me a terrible time, and then I would see, and then afterwards I saw a couple of people in the bathroom or around, and they were just as nice as could be. So I like the fact that they can separate, you know, separate the two and still have fun with it and just enjoy, you know, enjoy the product that they put on there. I mean, the Josh and Murder work really, really, really hard to create storylines and keep them going, and they put in a lot of effort to do that. So I always appreciate promoters that put in that type of effort.
Oh, they're serious fans as well as serious wrestler and wrestling people.
It shows.
And they get a lot of talent in there, so you're getting to go up against some of the top names.
Oh yeah, for sure. Very blessed and lucky to be able to kind of jump right into that sort of stuff. And, you know, that's another thing that's helped me get my name out there. Not only the stuff that I'm doing, the people I get to go up against, they have good names, and people see that, you know, I'm hanging in there with them and everything like that. So that's also been a good thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you were saying social media was important. You learned how important Twitter was. And they do a good job out. They put their stuff out there online. They got a lot of good pictures, a lot of pretty graphics. And that helps, because our podcast has benefited from Twitter more than anything else.
Oh, for sure. That's, I'm pretty active. Like, my favorite kind of social media thing before I got into wrestling was always Instagram. Uh-huh. I always loved Instagram, and I never really used Facebook that much or Twitter. But since I've been wrestling, it's to kind of get my wrestling stuff out there, it's definitely been Twitter number one, and then Facebook number two, and then Instagram is still just, you know, pretty pictures and whatnot. But that's another thing that I would say. I would say to any promoters, promotion, because I've actually worked for a couple of promotions that were great. You know, the people were great, the talent was great, the fans, it was a good turnout, but their social media, they didn't really do anything with it. So. Yeah. How would anyone ever know about it? You know what I mean? So sometimes I go to certain places, and I actually have a little bit of marketing advertising background anyway from when I went to college, and I just want to be like, can I take over your stuff for you?
Yeah. Yes.
You need help.
Basically, you know, I've been in Atlanta for 20 years, and I've been sitting right on top of a lot of these promotions and never heard of them until we started doing this.
Exactly. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's, I don't understand. I guess it's an older thing. You know, we were dealing with a promotion that all they wanted to do was put flyers in windows. And that's great, but that's not going to bring anybody in from the other side of town. You know?
Exactly.
They got to get that exposure. You know, they gotta
some
get
people
this
are super, super against it because they're like, no, we're old school. But, I mean, you can still be old school all you want and mix that with, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And today, you got to use Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So it is what it is.
We're in that age. We're in that age. And wrestlers are out there promoting themselves. We were laughing about White Mike earlier. That guy knows how to promote himself. Even if he's stirring controversy. Right. You know?
Yeah. Name's out there, then it's out there. People are talking about you, so he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and he's getting booked because of it. When we saw him Monday, I'm like, hey, dude, how's your booking going? He goes, really good. I'm like, well, keep up that thing with the whipped cream, you know.
He's making shirts out of it.
Yeah, oh, I bought one. He got one in my size. Damn right I'm going to buy one.
That's awesome.
And it goes to a guy. That's the good thing about indie wrestling. It goes to a guy I like. He benefits from it. I get something I like to show and wear and support him. So It's a win for everybody. Everybody is so approachable in indie wrestling. There are people that don't come out. Yeah, there are people that don't come out after the matches. There are people that don't worry about selling their stuff. They don't have T-shirts or they don't know how to promote themselves. But people out there shaking hands with the fans and talking to people. It's great. It's a great environment.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the thing that I'm really enjoying, because I think some people, they want to like really fast track their stuff, or they're, you know, some people want to talk bad about the indies and things like that. But there's so many, you know, moments and special special things about the indies that I think, you know, people can really appreciate and grow to love. Like, I'm really enjoying this whole journey and process thus far because, like you said, you get to be your own, like, advertising person, your own marketing person. You're in charge of your own bookings. Like, I think that freedom and everything is super, super cool. And like you said, being able to go on Twitter or in face-to-face and interact with the fans like that is awesome.
Where do you see yourself going with this? You've got football. You've got you're working on this project to do your video diary thing and the interviews and stuff. Where do you see yourself going in the future?
So where I'm going in the future is I see myself in WWE, honestly, and being a huge superstar because the football thing, I kind of did that just to try, but my true passion is wrestling. I started wrestling before I started the football thing. I started training for wrestling, and then I got into football just for, you know, something extra to do before I started doing matches and stuff like that. So wrestling's number one, and that's my true passion. I'm kind of a gypsy soul a little bit anyways. I like being on the go. I like the sort of living out of a suitcase type thing. And, I mean, with WWE, pretty much if you're on loops and stuff like that, you're leaving Friday and coming back on a Tuesday. You only have, you know, 3 days at home and then you're on the road again. Mm-hmm. And I want to, especially with WWE anything like that, I want to be able to get out there. And I like the things they do with, like, Make-A-Wish and,
yes,
and being able to go to schools and talk to kids, because that's something I'm, like, super, super interested in doing. And I love, you know, going out and helping and volunteering. So I just want to be able to kind of reach out and get on a bigger scale so I can help others and talk to them and, you know, make a change a little bit.
Yeah. Stephanie McMahon was just, she was rated as like one of the biggest, you know, sports personalities of the year for giving and recognized for all the wonderful stuff they do. That's great.
Oh yeah. They do so much with the community. So that's what I'm saying is, you know, being on TV and stuff like that part's cool and all, but really what it does is give you a bigger platform to reach out to people. And like I said, I want to be able to go out there and help people and put a smile on their face and you know, show them that you can come from nothing and make it happen.
Make positive changes in the world. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. I see you as you remind me a lot of Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, I get that. I get Charlotte Flair a lot. I guess they're big, tall, athletic blondes.
Well, that's a good description. Good description.
Yeah.
Well, Camilla, I've had an absolutely wonderful time talking to you tonight. I really do appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate that.
Where are you going to be at now? You've got some dates coming up or some places you're going to be working?
Yeah, so I have on September 9th is going to be in Tampa. It's Full Throttle Pro Wrestling, and that's actually going to be a title shot there.
Huh?
Again.
Oh, wow.
Lindsay Snow. Huh? And so that's a title shot. So hopefully I get another title under my name.
Get another
about time
belt.
I got a new one anyway. Exactly. And then I'm going to, that three-way match I was talking about the next weekend. And then, of course, AWE, I mean, that's everyone, like, I'm so, that I think that's the match that I'm most excited about this month is Isla against Isla on the 24th, AWE. That's going to be a very, 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 very good match. I mean, she's a tough girl, so that's going to be a good opponent, and I'm super excited for that one.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, cool. You've got a very busy schedule ahead of you. And you know, it's because you're working so hard and you're putting out a great product and people are want to see that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. My September is pretty much all the way filled up. And then, you know, it keeps getting busier and busier and crazier and crazier. So I mean, it's a good thing. I like staying busy.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a safe trip and a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You like that? You want more like it? Why don't you go to www.tappedoutwrestlingpodcast.com? That's where you'll find our browser links for all of our personal Twitters, Facebooks, all that. You'll find the link to Amazon, where you can purchase stuff there through our link. We get a kickback. The Fight app, you can buy all your indie wrestling all the way up to Ring of Honor right there. They give us a kickback. Go to Blue Apron, buy some food. Guess what? Kickback there, too. There's a player down the center. Lets you listen to all the music. You can find the links to iTunes, Google Play, all those other places to listen to it, or just listen to it right there on your desktop. Subscribe. Big thing to do, guys. You got to subscribe. You get everything brand new. You like us on social media, Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. On Twitter, we're at Tapped Out Pod. And also, I'm at Myron the Mark T.O.P. on Twitter. Now, we are slowly starting to tease episodes on our various social media pages prior to them being released. So listen out there, folks. Get some great episodes. Let us know. Give us some feedback. TappedOutWrestlingPodcast@gmail.com. That's where you want to talk to us. www.TappedOutWrestlingPodcast.com. The greatest website in wrestling.